This is Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. This is your host, MNG. And this is the No Regrets Series, Episode 5. We are at the tail end of our series, and I'm kind of having a hard time of knowing where should I end this out at, because we have talked about so much coming down to the wire. And I am so eager to finish out on a high note. I'm just trying to figure out, like, then we went and we talked about friendships. Then we talked about relationships. And then we talked about family. So now I'm just kind of curious, like, okay, MNG, like, what we gonna do? We just told these people and motivated them to not have regrets for 2024. We didn't talk about the job, you know, find your dreams and chase everything that you want in life. Then we talked about friendships. Be careful about the friendships you have around you. Don't be upset about getting rid of motherfuckers. Get rid of them if you need to. Then we talked about relationships. You know, cultivating good relationships. Cultivating what you want out of, knowing what you want out of a relationship and sticking to it. And if you decide that you want to leave somebody, go ahead and leave them. Don't just keep them as part of your life because you know that they just need to go. Keeping somebody in your life that don't need to be there, you need to go ahead and get rid of them. Then we talked about family and we like, okay, well, what do we know about our family? We know that they get on our damn nerves. We know that we need to set the boundary. We know that the boundary has to meet the standard. And when we set the standard, they already know not to cross the boundary. Because a boundary, so where do I go from here? Where do I end out at? What else can we talk about and not have any regret about? It's about living life. But we already living life in the last 4 episodes. We already talking about what we need to do. I'm already trying to motivate you to be what you need to be in life, to get the money that you want to get, to have the friends that you want to have, to make the relationship that you have the best relationship, whether you having a relationship with yourself or you having a relationship with someone else. We ain't talked about the family aspect. I guess the next part that we move on to is marriage. All aspects of marriage, not just the marriage part, not the 20 years or the 10 years or the 5 years, not the 50 years. I don't want you to regret that. So that's why I'm gonna walk you through all these steps that you need to go ahead and familiarize yourself with. Yes, I said it, you need to go ahead and familiarize yourself with this whole list and idea that you need to go through, pan out the pros and cons to make sure that you do not make a mistake in life like your boy made that mistake. Cause I told you about that one proposal where she had 2 people go ahead and propose to her. So she didn't know what she wanted to do. She couldn't understand what she wanted out of life. Matter of fact, she didn't know what she wanted out of life. She couldn't even see herself past the 365 days. But yet I'm not sitting here trying to talk to nobody. I'm just telling you the real from what I knew and what I experienced. So let's go ahead and get into it. Now let's go ahead and talk about the proposal. How much money are you looking to spend on a ring? Do you even want to propose to this person? Do you even want to ask their parents for their hand? Do they even have parents for you to ask for their hand? You have to think about certain things like that. Whether you want to do it old school or new school, do you want to do it like a proposal? Do you want to go ahead and do it as a grand gesture in front of everybody? Or do you want to make it romantic and private? Or do you want to do it like it's on a movie screen? I seen somebody do it like it was on a movie screen. They had came out of the screen because it was a movie playing and they went on ahead and proposed. Now, does that obligate a person to go ahead and say yes when you do it in front of a whole bunch of people rather than doing it in a romantic setting? Because you can go and do it on an island in front of the water, but does that make it obligated for them to say yes? Have y'all even talked about it? Is it a surprise? Do you even know her ring size? Like, you got to understand some of these things that you're putting out there on whether or not this person is actually going to say yes. And if they are going to say yes, are they just saying yes because they're in a moment of the highlight? Do they really think this out? Can they really see you in their life for the long run? Can y'all have the hard conversations? Do y'all have the same religion? Are y'all have the same aspect about money? If you don't have the same aspect about money, how you gonna save money? What you gonna put money towards? Do they like to travel a lot? Do they wanna spend the first half of their life traveling while they spend the latter half of their life saving? Do they wanna have a robust and successful career? Do they hate their job? Do they wanna quit their job? Do you think they can be financially stable? Do they want to be an at-home wife? Do they want to be an at-home mother? Do they want to homeschool their kids? You know, these are questions that you got to ask, because I know a few individuals that have gotten into relationships, that have gotten into marriages, and it has not been easy. They have been tested through trial and error, trial and tribulations, and conversation at the conversation at the conversation. One of the things that I've heard that was some great advice was a good friend of mine has said that, you know, my marriage is going well. It is going great. But in order for it to keep going great, we do go to therapy, because we don't want to wait till there's a problem and then end up going to therapy. We don't want to do that. And I'm like, you know what? That makes a lot of fucking sense. Why wait till when you have a problem? You don't do that shit when you're at work. Now, you know you're going to be late because you got Sue and Jane that you got to go ahead and take to school, or you got a broke down car and everything, or you woke up late. So what do? You call that hotline and you go ahead and you tell them, hey, I'm going to be late today. You know, can I have some little bit of grace? You tell them all the little things that's going on wrong with you, so they won't go ahead and give you a write-up for being late. They won't give you a write-up for having fuck-ups on your paperwork. You go ahead and you make those preparations, and then you go ahead and start fixing it. Why won't you do that in a relationship? You see the problems right there in front of you. You see the problems coming along, but you haven't made the phone call in order to tell the other person and say, hey, we have an issue. I think we need to go ahead and fix it before the issues become way bigger than what they need to do. And then you about tired of me, I'm about tired of you, and we continue to argue left and right, and we have no fucking resolution. But only resolution that we come to is a solution to go our separate ways. And this is only at the proposal part, because once you become a fiance, you can still walk away. But are you that type of fiance that want to live together and try it out first? You know, somebody had told me that they will not try or sample the sexual appetite of the other person until they get married. Now, hold on. Let me tell you something. There is no way in the world that I will not try the sample before I get married. Now, I want the whole platter. You can't come to me and say that, oh, well, I only do that freaky shit if we marry. Hold on now. Pause and bring it back. If you telling me that you ain't gonna do freaky shit until we marry, that lets me know that you're not gonna be doing no freaky shit once we marry, because now you already got the motherfucking ring and you got the goddamn money. And you know, if I try to send your ass on your motherfucking way, you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna try to divorce me and take everything goddamn thing that I have. So that's why I'm gonna tell you guys, once you get into the fiance stage, you need to go ahead and make sure you doctor up that prenup. You better make sure she sign a prenup, because if you don't make her sign a prenup, she will leave you and take you for everything at the drop of a motherfucking dime. She will take everything. You will be living in your mama's basement, in your brother's spare room, in your sister's attic. You're going to be somewhere that you do not want to be, uncomfortable while she's taking alimony, fucking on the next guy, making your kids hate you. And you're going to be like, well, damn, I wish I would have listened to MNG. Damn, I wish I would have listened to my friends. Damn. Now it's going to take me years to start all fucking over again. I can tell you right now, there is no girl that I'm going to date. There's no girl that I'm going to propose to. There is no girl that I am going to marry that if she decides that she will not sign a motherfucking prenup, because I can tell you that's going to be the first conversation within the first week of three dates that we may end up having. I'm going to tell her, like, look, if we ever decided to get married, or if we ever decided to, you know, move in together, you're going to have to sign a prenup. I'm going to have you sign this contractual agreement that states that this is what you get, what you come with, it's what you leave with. What we built together is what we split. But other than that, you don't get a goddamn thing. You don't get this 401k. You don't get this pension. You don't get half of any of that shit, because I still need to survive too. Now, if you want to go ahead and stack up your own little money, you want to go ahead and start your own little business, and that's going to be the thing that's going to prevent you from falling down to the floor, because I can tell you right now, if we built a house together, you're not getting a house. Your name is not even going on a motherfucking deed. You're not getting the motherfucking house. Let me see this for you. You're not getting the house. You're not getting the fucking house. You could take the goddamn car, but you ain't getting the motherfucking house. You're not about to get what we built together. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it in a prenup. If we were to buy a house, we sell it and split the proceeds is what we going to do. And that all depends on if the house is paid off. So basically, the money that we sell the house for is going to pay the house off, and then we split the proceeds from there. So if that means that we are left with $15,000 a piece, that's what we going to get. You ain't going to get shit else other than that. And I hope that you go ahead and find whoever you looking for that's going to help you get your shit together. So guys, just on those first two parts, talking about the proposal and becoming a fiance, make sure you do it with no regrets. Make sure you put yourself and set yourself up for a grand spectacle of greatness at the end of it all. I don't want you to regret the proposal. Make it a learning experience. Because if it goes, she says no, that's fine. She said no. That means that you have saved yourself the headache and the long-term issues for which you cannot return. You do not want to put a ring on it and spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on a wedding, and you can't go ahead and make the damn payments. Or you may go ahead and pay it in cash if you take the money out your 401k to go ahead and do it. If you can take the money out your 401k, because you probably can't, because it's not necessarily an expense. But you go ahead and put this deposit time on all this bullshit, only for her to leave your ass 5 years later and take half of it. You better make her sign a prenup. It's going to be essential to your livelihood, that motherfucking prenup. I'm only going to tell you one time, two times, and three times. Make them sign a fucking prenup. If they don't want to sign a prenup, then there's not a marriage. We're not getting married. We're not walking down an aisle. Also, before you decide to walk down an aisle, make sure you go to counseling. Don't go see your pastor. Go see a licensed therapist and have these hard conversations, the same hard conversations that you have not had. And if the person doesn't want to go to therapy and they don't want to sign a prenup, that lets you know that, you know what, you don't care enough about this relationship for it to grow. You do not care enough about this relationship for it to succeed. You do not care enough about this relationship for it to prosper into something great. Greatness has failures. Greatness have witnessed greatness. Let me run that back for you one more time. A person that does not want to go to therapy does not want to face their own demons. So that means that you are settled and you are comfortable with your own demons. Now, don't get me wrong. We are all comfortable and set with our own demons. Because let me tell you right now, I am comfortable with my demons and my sins, but don't mean I ain't ready to talk about them. Because I will go and talk about them. I will go and address them. I will go and put them on a map. I will go and make sure everything that I have to put out there in order to exert and extinguish these demons and extinguish these flames that keeps boiling up inside of me, keep flaming up every time I get triggered. Yes, I want to go ahead and talk about it. Yes, I want to go ahead and get over it. I want to do all the things that I want to do to get past it. So yes, I will go see that therapist. And if that means that, it means me be able to cultivate and grow my relationship. Yes, baby, let's go and see this therapist so we can be better together. We can grow together. And then you get to them newlyweds. Oh, them newlyweds. They fucking and humping just like they just met. They fucking and humping anyway. They getting it in, they getting it down. What happens after a year or two? Is it still fun? Is it still good? Does she still lick you like she used to? Is she doing more interesting stuff now? Does she do a move that she ain't do before? What does it look like? Does it smell the same? Now y'all live together, so now you get to see all the little nooks and crannies that they bring to the table. The crumbs that they leave around, the doors that they leave open, the shopping habit that they have, the hygiene that they bring in. How's they cleaning habits? Do they like to clean? Is they playing music every Sunday and lighting candles? Oh, these are things that you gotta ask. These are things that you gotta see, because if you marry her and don't see what she is bringing to the table so far as the cleanliness, you gonna have some dirty ass broad on your hands. Same thing for the women. You may have a dirty ass nigga on your hands. He may not be able to clean his ass right. So he got dirt stains and bookie stains all through his motherfucking underwear. And are you going to wash that shit? Are you going to scrub that shit up out of there? You had them guys. They just nasty. They don't like to shower. They don't know how to shower. They don't know how to wash behind their ears. Wash between their toes. Shit, some of them don't even know that you're supposed to floss. Some of them just got bad fucking hygiene. Now they do some of the dirtiest things. Maybe you like dirty shit. Maybe you like a dirty motherfucker. Maybe you want them real gritty. No, real filthy and everything. Like eating a motherfucking burger and not wiping his beard off or wiping his face off. Just going downtown and shit. Maybe you want somebody to eat your pussy with bad breath. Maybe that turns you on. Maybe it gets you all riled up and gets you all wet and bothered. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. You tell me, because when you were newlywed, you got a lot of things that you got going for you. You think that you seen it all, but you ain't seen it all until you moved in. You get to see what her underwear look like, her socks look like, what she look like when she put a little rag on, if she put a rag on. You get to see when she take her weave out, and she take her nails off, and the way she look like, what she look like in the morning. You ever seen how she look like in the morning? If you ain't never seen what she look like in the morning, because you only stayed over there 2 or 3 days, and she kept wearing the same makeup to bed, and woke up and then ran in the bathroom, washed her face, and then put some more makeup on, so you ain't got to see the regular her. I need to see the regular you. Because if I can't see the regular you before we get married, don't let me see the regular you after we get married, because you may look way more fucked up than you did before we got married. I need to see the regular you. I need you to display that to me. I be telling girls this, listen, I need to see you in your most fucked up state. Show me the fucked up that you are. That's what I want to see. I want to see the down bad chick. Yeah. I want to see the one that be walking around in a nightgown, in a pajamas, with her hair wrapped, no weave, no nails. Got your toes out, your toes ain't done. I need to see all that, because I need to see if that is a person that I am willing to spend my life with. If you can't sell me the raw nitty gritty that you are, before that ring, before them bells, before that wedding, I can't have you. Because I think you're lying to me. You showing me something that I don't want to see. You doing something. You're hiding something. I don't like it. You probably got fake pants on with booty pads in there. I don't like that. I need you to show me the real. Show me you real. That's what I want to know. Show me you real. Show me you got it. Show me you somebody. That's what I want to see. I want to see that somebody. I don't want to see that fake body, but just somebody. The somebody that's hiding behind a fake body. I ain't saying you ain't got to wear it. I just want to see the real you. You like to see the real me. I want to see the real you. You see the real me all day long. Nappy hair and all. Bummy ass outfit when I don't feel like dressing up. Girl, show me something. Oh, man. At the point in time that you are done with your relationship and you feel like you have done everything that you can do, or you have got to the point where you have exhausted all opportunities, you have exhausted all means of conversation. Now, I understand that the pandemic has separated a lot of people. I understand that the pandemic has moved a lot of people. I get that. I understand. Now, I personally don't believe in divorce. But if you do believe in divorce, if you do believe that you got to get away, if you do believe that this has ran, if you believe that this has ran its course and it is time for you to go and you are ready to have a divorce, I need you to make sure that you are doing it. And you are going to have no regrets. You're not just doing it because you're in the moment. Now, if a person has cheated on you and you feel like cheating is just like the ultimate sin, okay, fine, go ahead. Divorce them. Leave them alone. If they done had a baby on you, divorce them. Leave them alone. If you feel like it is something that you can work through. Now, some women believe you can work through cheating. Some people can believe that you can work through the babies. By all means, go ahead and do what you do. I am not in this disagreement with anybody in how they respond or act to something. I just want you to understand. When you talk about the marriage that you didn't give your vows to, when you talk about the marriage that you didn't give your energy to, you talk about the marriage that you gave your effort to, I don't want to hear about anybody that say, I regret being in this marriage. I regret having this job. I regret having this family. I regret having this friends. I regret even being in this relationship. You do not need to have any regrets about anything. We are looking to succeed. We are looking to elevate. This is the no regret series. I know y'all probably looking like, why you keep telling it's the no regret series? Why you keep saying it's the no regret series? Because 2024, we're living with no regret. And I am trying to motivate you. I'm trying to educate you. I am the believer in you to know that you can accomplish all 5 of these things. You just need to listen to all 5 of these episodes, because there is no regret that we're going to have in 2024. We're going to say the things that we need to say. We're going to do the things that we need to do. We're going to accomplish the things that we need to accomplish. We're going to reach for the things that we believe belong to us. We are not going to give up until we have success at the grasp of our hands. We have success sitting right in front of us, and we got the fork, and we are just twirling success in our fork, and we're eating it up because we have got there. We have made it. There is no reason why 2024 should not be our world of success. There's no reason why 2024 should not be the means of what we get to, what we want to get to. There's no reason why 2024 should not be the ambition year. 2024 is the ambition year. 2024 is the no regret year. You need to go ahead and fill yourself up with so many affirmations where you know you're not going to give up. You're only going to progress more. This is what 2024 is. No Regret Series. I am your host, MNG. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and TikTok at FarewellMNG. Make sure you go ahead and give us a like, subscribe, and follow. Make sure you go ahead and share us. Send us an email at farewellmrnicegot@gmail.com. No Regret Series. It's the conclusion. Episode 5. I'll see y'all in the next recording. Peace.
Thanks for joining us on this unfiltered journey with Farewell Mr. Nice Guy. We hope today's conversation brought you fresh insights and a renewed embrace of authenticity. To keep the canon vibes flowing, hit the subscribe button for more thought-provoking episodes and share the podcast with your friends. As we wrap up, keep embracing your true self, navigating life's twists and making connections truly count. Until next time, remember that your journey to authenticity and growth is one to cherish.